Blog Talk Radio.
Come back home on every way. Now there are people that are receiving anything from God at all. Now don't you waver, keep on giving. So they may come back to you. Now keep on casting your bread upon the water. And they're going to come back home on every way. Now keep on casting your bread upon the water. And they're going to come back home on every way. Good man, your treasure. Now there are people that are receiving anything from God at all. Now don't you waver, keep on giving. So they say come back to you. Now keep on casting your bread upon the water. So they're going to come back home on every way.
Good man, your presence, help him together.
come on everywhere. Good man, your pleasure. Check them together on each other. They're gonna come back home on everywhere. Keep on counting your bread of dirty water. They're gonna come back home on everywhere. Good man, your pleasure. Check them together on each other. They're gonna come back home on everywhere. Oh, yes, he's going to come back home on every way. That's King Solomon in the book of Ecclesiastes. Says, keep on casting your bread upon the water. He's going to come back home on every way. So when you cast your bread upon the water, you are not losing. You are gaining. Because when you cast your bread upon the water, stone is going to come back home on every way. Yes. Cast your bread upon the water. And stone is going to come back home on every way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everyone is welcome to the Hour of Miracles Radio and TV Ministry of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, reaching your way from Langham, Maryland, USA. This is the Archbishop Stephen John Biokuru coming your way with the living word of God. I tell you, God is doing great things. Ah, wonderful God. Yes, want to thank every one of you who have been part of this broadcast. I tell you, God is going to bless every one of you abundantly in the name of Jesus Christ. Tonight, we're going to touch another aspect of what we have just started, this series on giving and receiving. It is a topic that a lot of people have run away from. But the Bible is not complete without giving. Because in the Old Testament, there was giving and receiving. And then in the New Testament, Jesus ascended. There is giving and receiving in the New Testament, giving and receiving in the Old Testament. It's not something we run away from. You see, they are making preachers not to talk about this. People are trying to run away from their responsibilities, so no one will hear things like this. You know, all they want to hear is prophecy, prophecy, prophecy. See, that's not what it is. You see, I don't have to, fabricate prophecies. When God speaks, God gives a word. God gives his word. Oh, that's fine. Oh, God spoke. Oh, praise God. No. But to start fabricating things and telling you lies and all this, that's not what I want to do. God didn't send me to fabricate prophetic utterances. When God speaks, that's good. When God gives a word, that's good. When God sends a message, that's all right. But don't fabricate things. Don't try to manipulate things and say what God did not say, and then trying to attract people with all kind of prophecy. You don't know where they are coming from. You can't even prove some of them. Kind of funny prophecies everywhere. That's not what we should be pursuing. We should know the word of God. The word of God is true. The word of God is God. The word of God is the prophecy. The scripture is everything you need to know about life today, tomorrow, and yesterday. They are all in the scriptures. I don't need you to tell me about the future. The future is in the word of God. Matthew 24, Jesus talked about the future, the end time events and everything. Are you running after prophecy? Okay, now if I start to prophesy all these things now, people will start running, start jumping in. Hey, you don't fabricate, you don't have to fabricate things. You know, if God speaks, God gives a word, that's okay. God gives a message, that's okay. But you don't have to formulate things, just formulating things. I don't want to go that route. That's not my call. God, if you go ye and teach the nations and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, let people repent and be saved and be blessed. Actually, the area we're measuring on this period, these few days, Having been saved, having known Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, now how do you survive in this end time? How do people survive? Because more of the time, we hear people preach about getting saved, getting born again, getting filled with the Holy Spirit, living a holy life. Oh, yes, there's nothing wrong with that. But how do people prosper in this life and live in abundance? God has already promised us abundance. The abundant life Jesus gave to us. Is it enough to just get saved, born again, and be holy, and be filled with the Holy Spirit, and then you don't know your left from your right? No. We need to know the whole counsel of God. The whole counsel of God. And if you look at the teachings of Jesus Christ, he was not teaching one-sided gospel. Jesus was preaching the whole counsel of God. The whole concept, it was a full gospel. Jesus was preaching a complete gospel of salvation, healing, deliverance, repentance, getting right with God, living a holy life, prosperous. Are you not surprised that in Luke 6:38, Jesus said, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, shaken together, pressed down, running over, shall men give to your bosom." Are you not surprised that Jesus was saying that even in the New Testament? You know, so these things are there for us. We don't have to run away from them because there's a mounting pressure. They are telling the general public that the preachers are buying aeroplanes. Why should preachers buy aeroplanes? Why don't they divide that money to the church members? But let me tell you this. In the days of King Solomon, God made Solomon rich. Not so. How about Abraham? God blessed Abraham and made him a blessing. And David, and so on and so forth. And then Job. The Bible says Job was the richest man on earth. After the days of Job, chapter 1, 2, 3, Job was the richest man on earth after that time. Not to talk about King Solomon and all the rest of them. Let me tell you this. The owner of wealth is God himself. Because the scripture says the earth is the Lord. And his fullness thereof. If God has to bless you with riches and wealth and honor, it came from God. I know what I'm talking about. You know? So don't make me believe that God does not bless his people. Don't say that to me. I'm not going to take that. Don't tell me God does not bless his people. God does not, you know, is not concerned about your physical life. You are a spirit. You have a soul. And you live in a body. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. And so, you must take care of your physical life as well as take care of your spiritual life. It is not enough to be holy and be righteous and be born again and be filled with the Holy Spirit, and then you don't know your left from your right. God has mercy. Which are not the truth. And the truth shall set us free. It is the truth of the word of God as you know that sets you free. Oh, yes. So tonight we're going to be talking about a thousand burnt offering. Our text is taken from 1 Kings chapter 3, from verse 4 to 28. 1 Kings chapter 3, from verse 4 to 28. It's about King Solomon who came to Gibeon to offer a sacrifice. He offered, you know, a re-sacrifice, 1,000 burnt offering. If you calculate that today, that's a whole lot, you know, of sacrifice. You know, he gave bountifully. Like, you know, we're talking in the morning, you know, bountifully. He that soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. He that soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly. So King Solomon gave a bountiful burnt offering, 1,000 burnt offerings. He gave it to God. You know, something sacrificial, something very important, something that is worth it. You know, the other day we were talking about a good offering of Epaphroditus. You know, something that God will value. And then we said that Abel brought the fat cattle, the fat cows and sacrifices. White Cain was bringing all kind of stupid things to God. You know, all these things matter. What are you bringing to God? You can't just pick anything and throw at God. God is Abraham. He's omnipresent. He's your creator. He's your father. The earth is the Lord and fullness thereof. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. That's the God we are worshiping. He's Jehovah Jireh. He's Jehovah El Shaddai. So when you are bringing God something, it's got to be something substantial. And so King Solomon made a substantial sacrifice, a thousand bulls offering, and laid it on the altar. You know, just like Abraham, Abraham gave his only son. His only son, Abraham sold it in the work of God. Gave it out. That's not easy to do, but he did it anyway. And then he paid up. And God said, Solomon, Abraham, you have passed the test. Now get ready to receive the blessing. I will bless you and make you a blessing. Whosoever blesses you, I will bless. And whosoever curses you, I will curse. See, things don't just happen. The greater the sacrifice, the greater the blessing. John 3:16. Say, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Can you imagine? John 3:16. For God so loved that he gave. For God so loved that he gave. Not just giving, his only begotten son. That's what love does. Don't tell me you love. If you don't give, if you don't have love, you know. God so loved that he gave. The love brings the giving. It is the love in you that prompts the giving. You see, if you don't have the love of God in you, you can't give. You are filled with hatred and bitterness, and you don't love people, you don't love God, you don't love the things of God, you don't love the servants. You're going to be selfish and greedy. But the scripture says, for God so loved that he gave. See, the same thing Abraham gave sacrificially. And then Solomon gave sacrificially because of his love for God. He was so excited about the things of God. And so Solomon gave 1,000 burnt offerings. And in the same night, God visited him. I tell you, these things pay off. These are God's biblical principles of receiving and giving and giving and receiving. That same night, where King Solomon had given 1,000 burnt offerings, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 4 to 28, 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 4 to 28, after Solomon had given a sacrificial 1,000 burnt offering unto God, laid it at the altar. He went home to sleep. Now that same night, God visited him in the dream and asked him, Solomon, what will you want me to do for you? Solomon said, I need wisdom and knowledge to be able to lead your people. And God said, yes, your prayers have been answered. Not only am I giving you wisdom and understanding, I'm giving you wealth and riches and honor and gold and silver and everything, fame, everything, including the things you did not ask for. See? All because Solomon sowed a seed that provoked God. I was telling you, the seed provokes God. See, many times we move God with prayer. Yes? You can move God with prayer. You can move God with praise and worship. But in this instance, the seed that was sown provoked God to move. Oh, yes. Hey. There are many ways of approaching God, though. I see some people, you know, they want to dodge responsibility. They say, I'm fasting and praying. Oh, yes. You can fast and pray. God will still move. But this instance, you see God being moved by the seed you are sowing. The seed you are sowing provoke God, move God into action. And God said, Solomon, you have passed the test. Get ready to receive the blessing. And
Solomon was so blessed to the point that he was the richest man on earth. He had everything to himself, and wealth and honors and riches and fame. And he was better than any king. The Bible says he excelled above all the kings of the earth. The spirit of excellence was imparted to King Solomon. You know, the same thing with David. David, when he was to give a sacrifice unto God, David said, I will not give God what does not cost me. See, that's 1 Samuel 24, 24. I will not give God something that don't cost me anything. I want to give God something that will cost me. That's King David. Little things please God. Little things please God. Just little things like this can please God and push God into action. And can you imagine praise and worship? Move God into action. Praise and worship. Just praise and worship. You know, then David said, I will not give to God something that don't cost me anything. It doesn't cost me anything. I won't give God nasty, dirty things, no. I'm going to give God something that will cost me. Cost me. What I'm going to give to God should cost me. Should be something substantial. And God answered the prayer. The plague that was plaguing the land, God stopped because of the seed that was sown. You know, you can see the power of the seed. There's so much power in the seed that was sown. One time, I was reading about Robert, and he was sick, and almost there he was hospitalized. And so he called his wife, say, come, we got something in the bank account, and we got some money. So he sowed the seed, he took it, and sowed a seed. Say, God, you got to heal me now, oh God. And he planted that seed in the work of God. And it wasn't long. God healed him and came back and started working for the Lord, though he has gone to be with the Lord, and so on and so forth. These are real things. You know, so when we're talking about sowing and reaping, it is something very, very real. As the night follow day, as the night follow day, day follow night, so blessing follow giving. Blessing follow giving. You see, night follow day, day follow night. They follow each other. There is a seed time, and then there is a harvest time. There is a time to sow, and then there is a time to reap. Whatever you sow is what you reap. Let no one deceive himself. Every seed you sow is what you reap. If you sow bad seed like Cain, you will reap bad fruits. If you sow good seed like Solomon, like David, you will reap good fruit. See, it's in your hand. It's in your hand. You know? There's another picture in Philippians chapter 4, verse 16. The Apostle Paul was writing to the church in Philippi, and he mentioned, said, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory. I want to look at this a little more closely, because this is very important. Philippians chapter 4 from verse 16. I'm going to start from verse 14. It says, notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction. Now ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. For even in Thessalonica, ye sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire food that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound, and full and having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an order of a sweet smelling savour, well pleasing unto God. Now look at verse 19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. This is Philippians chapter 4, from verse 14 to 19. Apostle Paul was writing, said, while I was doing this work from city to city, while me, Apostle Paul, I was preaching from village to village, from town to town, from city to city, from places to places, I have no time to take care of myself. I have no time to even do secular jobs to raise money to take care of myself. But you people of Philippi, you Christians in Philippi, you always minister to my needs. Even when I didn't ask you, you still went out of your way to make sure my needs are met while I was preaching the gospel, you Christians in Philippi. And then he made a powerful statement. He said, because of this you did, may the God of Sabbath supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That was a good, beautiful prayer. The Christians in Philippi, oh, they made sure Apostle Paul was happy. They made sure the needs of Apostle Paul were cared for. They will package gifts and package items and ship them to Apostle Paul, wherever he was preaching, wherever he was going. They made sure they took care of him. They made, because he was a missionary, evangelist, and apostle to the nation, to the Gentile nation. The Christians in Philippi, they went out of their way to make sure Apostle Paul didn't suffer necessarily. They were shipping things to him, making sure he was happy. His needs were met, and everything he needed was supplied. And then Paul was taking note of this. What did he say? At the end of this, of Philippians 4:19 is a very special prayer for people who are giving to the work of the Lord. They are giving to the servant of God. I told you before, Jesus did not say give to church only. Jesus said give and it shall be given unto you. So when you give to the servants of God, the men of God, the women of God, the pastor, the evangelist, the apostle, the bishop, the missionary, the prophet, as you are supplying, you are helping the ministers of God to continue preaching the gospel. God supplies your need according to his riches in glory by Christ. That's what Apostle Paul was doing. So in verse 19, Apostle Paul prayed a special prayer. He said, because of this you have done, because of this thing, you have sown in my life so that I can continue to preach the gospel. May the God I serve supply, the Almighty God, supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Many times I see a lot of Christians, they want to claim Philippians 4:19. I say, hold on. You want to claim Philippians 4:19? My God shall supply all of my need according to his riches in glory. He has given his angels charge over me. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. See, you are claiming Philippians 4:19. You can't claim Philippians 4:19 if you haven't sown a seed like the Christians in Philippi did. The Christians in Philippi, they were sowing the life of the Apostle Paul. They made sure his needs were met. They made sure they had, they made sure they sent him everything he needed so that he can continue the preaching and the missions and doing the work of the Lord. Then Philippians 4:19 now came in as a result of what they did. My God, whom I serve, shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. See, what a wonderful grace that God has provided. I want you to key into this Philippians 4:19. I want you to be one of those who will read Philippians 4:19. May God supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. As you support this ministry, God Almighty supply your need according to his riches in glory, as you give to this work, yes, go ahead and give whatever God lay in your heart. You can give whatever God lay in your heart. Nothing is too small. Nothing is too big. We have the cash up there. We have the Zelle. We have the PayPal and all the various methods of giving. If you want to write a check and mail it to us, that's okay. And then all of you, all this is welcome. A family drove all the way from Indiana. They came here and sowed a seed in this ministry. God bless all of them. You know, drove all the way from Indiana to come and sow seed in this ministry. I tell you, God will continue to reward all of them abundantly, long life and prosperity for every one of you who are supporting this work, for us to be able to preach the gospel in the internet to millions of people around the world, for them to be saved, to know the truth, and the truth sets them free. I tell you, God is so wonderful. When you partner with this ministry, you will never regret it, because God will always be there for you. He supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. But you need to sow in this ministry. Oh, yes, you need to do that. You need to send your donations and your gifts. And whatever God lay in your heart, you can use any of the methods there. Go into our website, www.24hoursprayer.mysite.com. Go in there and you see all the various methods and ways of giving to this work. All right, want to come here, feel free to come and sow your seed. Yes, some people have been doing that, and God rewards them in the name of Jesus. Yes, our address is on the website, 10202 Galaxy View Lane, Langham, Maryland, USA. You are welcome. I tell you, God is doing great things. And then you can use the Cash App, or you can use the PayPal, you can use the Zelle, or any of those methods. And God will reward you abundantly in the name of Jesus. My God, I supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory. He has given his angels charge over you. Jehovah Jireh cares for you, for you, for you. Jehovah Jireh cares for me. For me, for me, Jehovah Jireh cares for all. My God has supplied all of our needs according to his riches in glory. He has given his angels charge over. Jehovah Jireh cares for all, for all, for all. Jehovah Jireh cares for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest of earth. Peace. Goodwill to all men. Yes, I want to thank God for the opportunity to share with you. I know God has blessed you to this world. And I want you to be like the Philippian Christian, who went out of their way to minister to the needs of the Apostle Paul. Wherever he was preaching, wherever he went, they were sowing his ministry, and he continued doing the work, was taking the gospel to the Gentile nations. That's not easy. It's not easy to take the gospel to the Gentile nations. Right here in this ministry, we are preaching to millions of people around the world through the media, and through the internet, and through the radio, and through the television. We receive testimonies every time people write us and tell us what God is doing. And we are happy. And we want to thank every one of you who have been supporting. And we want you to continue to give more, because we have so much to do. We need to buy more equipment. We need to buy gospel bands to have offices. We're going to employ staff and so on and so on. A lot to do. And I want you to be a part of this message. I want you to give, to support what God is doing here. And he will reward you. He will rebuke the devourer for your sake. He will open the windows of heaven for you, blessings that you wouldn't have enough space to keep. He will make you to prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. We thank God for today. I want to pray for you now. May God reach out to you wherever you are in the name of Jesus. May God lay his hands on you and pronounce his blessings, Abrahamic blessings upon your life and your family. God prosper you all and solve your problems and meet all your needs in the name of Jesus. God solve your problems. May he fight your battles for you, give you victories. May you reap the fruit of your labor and possess your possessions in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord, for healing your people. Send your word to heal that man, heal that woman, heal that boy, heal that girl. Lord, touch everyone that is on this broadcast tonight. Do something new in their lives that their child will be full in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. God bless you all from Nebraska. God bless you all from different parts of the world. God bless you all. Jesus loves you. And we love you too. We're going to be together tomorrow, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. We'll have another section. Join us again tomorrow, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. God bless you all. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus reigns. Hallelujah, Jesus reigns. He reigns in me and reigns in you. Hallelujah, Jesus reigns. No more sorrow, Jesus reigns. No more hardship, Jesus reigns. He reigns in me, reigns in you, hallelujah, Jesus reigns. Bless the wonderful name of Jesus.